The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you follow cable television news and you watch CNN or MSNBC, you can hear a narrative that talks about President Trump as racist, racist, racist. They'll claim that this comment is that, that comment is that. But is that really the case? We're going to talk with Heather McDonald from the Manhattan Institute, who points out that President Trump rarely uses racial categories in his speeches or tweets. It is the media and Democratic leaders who routinely characterize individuals or groups based on race. Heather McDonald, good to talk with you again. Good to have you on the program.
Well, thanks for having me on, Larry. It's always a pleasure.
It is interesting. It's almost like we're in two worlds. If you click over to CNN and MSNBC and then click over to Fox, it's like two totally different universes, isn't it?
Well, it is disturbing. I don't know how we breach the divide at this point. And I think that the sort of easy solution is, well, we just have to find the middle ground, is frankly not possible and deceptive. I do not think that there is a middle ground that is accurate. I'm afraid that I'm fairly committed to the fact that the left-wing narrative about this country, about its alleged oppressiveness and racism, is simply false. So I don't know, but definitely things do seem to be getting more and more polarized. I would argue, again, the major driver of that polarization is the left is in the saddle, and it keeps pushing the education system, business, government further and further to the left.
Let's talk a little bit different categories. The New York Times used to cover Russia, Russia, Russia. And then there was this story that came out that suggested that they talked with their reporters and said, we're going to shift our resources. It's now racist, racist, racist. And apparently an audio recording of this existed somewhere. Where does this story fit in with the long tradition of, you know, the news is supposed to report the facts, the story, rather than push the narrative? Talk with us about this.
Well, I mean, what hasn't been pointed out about this bootleg video is the preposterous idea that it was only recently, with the collapse of the Russian collusion narrative, that the Times decided to go full speed ahead on the America is racism narrative. It has been pursuing that for the last 5-10 years minimum. And this comes out of the tyranny of the academy that has simply become a way of indoctrinating students to think of themselves either as victims of American oppression or perpetrators of American oppression. And the mainstream media, certainly the New York Times, is one of the most effective public non-academic voices in keeping this phony narrative going that is driving the country apart. It is giving a false explanation for socioeconomic and racial disparities, and is going to take down American meritocracy and opportunity in the process.
So it always fascinates me. Do these people working in these institutions like the New York Times drink the Kool-Aid? Do they believe it? Or is it a tactic to get rid of Trump?
I think it's way too comforting to say, oh, it's all just an economic decision. They want ratings. That would mean that they're still somehow reclaimable. The fact of the matter is, this really anti-racism is now the national religion of America's elites, whether they work in HR departments in corporations, or even the CEOs, or in the media, in publishing houses, in law firms. they are absolutely committed to the idea that racism and sexism are the defining features of American society, and that any disparities in wealth or representation in any institution is by definition the result of racism as opposed to differences in aptitudes, skills, cultures, and preferences. So, no, this is not going away. This is not economically driven. This is ideologically driven.
And the example we see with, let's take the weekend that had the El Paso shooter versus the Dayton, Ohio shooter. And the El Paso shooter had the white supremacist leanings. The El Paso shooter had, you know, followed the leftist and liked certain Democratic candidates for president. One gets coverage, the other does not.
Well, and, you know, this is my point, that the organizations that are putting out racially divisive rhetoric, which is what the accusation against Trump is, that he is dividing the country by race. He is, you know, he's putting out this toxic racist identity politics. It's preposterous, Larry. You cannot pick up the New York Times or the Washington Post without reading massive group stereotypes, categorizations. It is inevitable that politicians will be identified by race. The penultimate Democratic debate, the first of the two that last week, probably every news outlet said 10 white candidates on stage. They've got to identify them by white, as if that's significant. Trump's rally supporters, overwhelmingly white. You have Kristen Gillibrand saying, you know, white privilege is what prevents your son from getting shot by the police. Biden's criminal justice plan says that black parents are right to fear that their children are going to be killed by a cop when they go out by a white cop. Everything is racialized on the left, and yet it is seen as so normal and so much a simple way, an accurate way of dividing the world, which again, from the academic narrative, tells us that whites are inherently oppressive and bigoted, and so-called underrepresented minorities are, by definition in this country, notwithstanding the efforts of millions of people of color the world over to beat down the doors legally or illegally to get into this alleged maelstrom of hatred, that to be an underrepresented minority in this country is to be the target of unrelenting bigotry and hatred. That they don't notice that double standard. They don't notice that they cover the El Paso shooter as a white supremacist, but drop the Dayton story as soon as possible, because again, to them, that's perfectly normal.
Yeah, to
they
drop
don't
those.
See this as ideologically and, inflected. It is simply the way it is.
And they don't cover history fairly either. They're happy to see the pulling down of statues, but when it comes to the party of civil rights, the party that freed the slaves, they don't want to talk about what the Democrats' role in all this was.
Well, I would say there's a much larger history to that. First of all, there is not a single tribe, culture, entity, nation, loose affiliation in history that has not done everything it possibly can to oppress the other. The difference is who's got the best technology to do it. Slavery preceded the Atlantic slave trade by millennia. The Arabs were doing it. The Africans were doing it. Whites in Europe were often themselves enslaved by people from the Ottoman Empire. There's not a single tribe in Africa, you know, that is not trying to dominate. And this is up until recent times. You have the Rwandan genocide, Hutus and Tutsis absolutely massacring each other. You have current sex trade going on in the Arab world and the African world. Yes, the United States, to its extreme discredit, violated its founding ideals with slavery, with turning its eye away. So many people didn't see the grotesque violation through Jim Crow. But the principles for ending the slave trade grew out of the Enlightenment. Anybody, all of these lefties who claim to want to fight what they see as social injustice are doing so in the name of values that were originally uniquely Western. If they got rid of the Enlightenment, which is now the crusade in academia, this preposterous idea that the Enlightenment is the source of racism, which is as historically ignorant as it gets, if they got rid of the Enlightenment, they would have no ideas and no principles with which to fight what they claim is social injustice.
Heather McDonald with us, joining us from the Manhattan Institute. We're talking about the R word, how it's gone in the narrative from Russia, Russia, Russia to racist, 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 how that's been manufactured to fit a narrative, how the news media outlets are selective in the stories they tell. And Heather McDonald, you're saying they're not doing it to sell more newspapers, to get more viewers. They actually believe this stuff.
Absolutely. I think that it would be too reassuring. They believe it because they have been taught it, and it satisfies their desire to feel like the only thing standing between them and the slaughter of this country's oppressed by MAGA wearing hat Trump supporters is their own liberal ideals. It is an extremely self-regarding belief.
Quickly,
one based, Larry, on simple ignorance. The left is clueless.
All right, well, we have to leave it there. One last question. This is one that I want you to think about. Obviously, it's a prediction, but there are a lot of people who kind of watch the news, who hear these things. There are a lot of good people who want some sort of, quote, civility in politics. And the fear is they're not going to reelect Donald Trump, even with a good economy, because they want somebody who's, quote, unquote, nice. Any thought there? Got about 15 seconds.
Yeah, I worry, the especially the sort of suburban housewives, the females can be a problem. And I think people just have to look at the facts and look at the facts. We have to fight this narrative about an endemic bias. America, there's not a single mainstream institution in this country that is not trying to hire and promote as many underrepresented minorities as possible. Americans at this point are good-spirited, well-meaning people who want to move beyond race.
Got to leave it there. Heather McDonald, Manhattan Institute, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
Take care. Bye-bye.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.